Google search. My Audi or Siri voice talks to me when I'm driving the car. And it may tell you that there's a setting that says turn off Siri or stop Siri from listening all the time or, you know, whatever. But I can't tell you that. You need to do a Google search to see what works. KTKND.
KE2GJM.
Anyway, Paul, that's what makes the most sense. And then if you don't find an answer, then I would say, you know, because then I would say definitely take it into the dealer.
Well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a Google search, and I'll pair it up myself. And these double red Audi. I never buy an Audi again. Honda was much better.
A lot really depends on the dealer. You know, you can have two dealers selling the same car. One service is phenomenal and the other service not. So, look, you have a good car there, but it's just a matter of checking it out. You know, do your own research, and then if you can't find the answer, then take it back to them.
Did you ever have an Audi?
Yeah, many years ago was one of the cars we had. I think it was a good question. Either way. I'm not sure, maybe in 85. It was an entirely different car at that point. You know, they were nice cars with a good ride, but not the classy kind of a car that an Audi is today. But, yeah, I can't remember. Might have been in 1985.
I have a new hobby now, stamp collecting. I used to love it when I was a kid to collect stamps. I just bought a 2-plate box.
Hey, the audio's down. Let me turn the volume up because I'm not hearing you that well this morning. But you just bought a 2-what for them?
Stamps, plate blocks.
Or you order 2-plate blocks of a particular stamp that you're interested in?
Yes.
And which stamp is that?
It's one of Old Faithful, the Yellowstone National Park, and a plate block of lures fishing. Lures on the stamp.
Are those new stamps that were just issued or older stamps?
Those were older stamps issued in the, I think, the 60s. I got it from Mystic Stamp Company.
Yeah, I vaguely remember an Old Faithful. I don't remember Fishing Lure. But you just ordered, I don't know, what was the postage back then, 1960? Probably 5 cents, 3 cents, 8 cents, something like that. So what did the block cost?
$3.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing because there was the... As a stamp collector, and I had a decent collection for a while, there's always the thought that the value would go up, but it really hasn't. And, you know, a lot of real collectors say, if you're saving a lot of old stamps, just use them for postage because they're not worth a lot. But anyway, so that's pretty cool. So just those 2-plate blocks, like, or do you collect stamps?
No, my wife's mother had a stamp collection, so I'm going to sell them to Mystic Stamp Company.
Again, Paul, I missed part of what you said. Your wife's mother works for a stamp company?
No, she passed away about 10 years ago, and she had a stamp collection that I'm going to sell to Mystic Stamp Company.
I see. Did you get an appraisal on it?
Yeah, you just upload it to them, and they do it by computer.
Well, somewhere along the line, you had to list what was in the stamp collection. So, did you look at it? Did you go over the stamp collection to see what was in there?
No, not all of it. I'm just going to do one stamp at a time.
I don't understand. You're going to sell the stamp company one stamp at a time?
Yes, you just upload it to them, they look at it, and they give you a price.
Well, what does your mother-in-law collect mostly, American stamps or foreign stamps?
Both.
So in the American collection, the ones that are worth the most money, I believe, are stamps before 1932, or I think somewhere in that area. Everything else after that, they'll tell you can pretty much use for postage. But anything below that, particularly if she has mint stamps back to the late 1800s or earlier, whatever. So, did you have a look at her collection to get some idea of what it might be worth?
Yeah, you have a 90-day guarantee, so if you don't like the stamps, you can just send it back. I'll look at it. If I don't like it, I'll just send it back.
I'm confused in what you're doing. Are you selling the collection or buying the collection?
I'm selling the collection to Mystic Stamp Company.
So what do you mean with the return? That you can return it in 90 days or whatever. What does that mean?
Those are the plate blocks I bought already. After I get them, I can look them over and see if I like them, and then I can send it back, get my money back.
All right, so do you collect plate blocks? Is that what you're doing, or are you just picking certain ones that you like for one reason or another?
Yeah, I'm going to go to the post office and I can buy stamps for the face value plate block. I'm there to start a stamp collection.
All right. So it sounds like you're buying and selling, but how are you selling your mother-in-law's collection? Usually, if it's a substantial collection, you inventory it and sometimes the stamp companies will auction it off and get everything all at one time instead of selling one stamp at a time.
No, they're not that valuable. I'll be lucky to get like $5 a stamp. So I'm just going to do one or two stamps at a time, and that's it.
And who's buying them from you? The stamp company is buying them from you, one or two stamps at a time?
Yeah, why not? What's wrong with that?
I'm just not understanding what you're doing. If selling one or two stamps at a time, if you had a big collection, you'll be 250 years old before you sell the collection.
It's so funny, Richie. She doesn't have that many stamps to sell. Maybe like 50. I'll do a few at a time, and I'll be done.
Right. Again, it's just confusing. So if your mother-in-law collected stamps, did she collect stamps that had some value? Mint stamps of, you know, prior to 1932 or anything like that?
She was 97 when she passed away. This is like 80 years ago when she collected stamps.
Limark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30. This is the W...
KGKB. Well, again, Paul, that's my point. Look at the stamps. Go into a stamp catalog and see what value. It doesn't mean that, you know, in stamps you're not going to get the value that's listed in the catalog. But if you see a stamp listed for $200, you're not going to give it away for $5. So that's what I'm saying. You know, look in the catalog. Maybe she was collecting valuable stamps.
Yeah, they're sending me a catalog.
All right, well, that makes some sense. All right, what else? What did you say? You're going up to the park today?
Yeah, but they said it's going to rain today. But I don't care. I'll go up anyway.
Yeah, I just saw the weather report for rain. Probably later in the day, whatever. All right. And other than that, did you get any good gifts for Father's Day?
Yeah, I got a T-shirt and socks. It's a funny one. It says something like, raise his dad, established in 1988, and married since 1991, and father in 1990. It was a funny one. I forget what it
is. Ah, that's cute. Yeah, I got one of those hand leaf blowers that they've been advertising on TV. It's handheld, like almost like a hair dryer, but it's very powerful. And the leaf blower that I have has been having a problem. So, more than glad to get this one. I have to charge it up and give it a shot.
I gotta hit the lottery. I don't want to do any work. I'm gonna be 69, and we won't be able to do the work outside anymore. So we better hit it. I got some good stocks. I got NVIDIA, Berkshire Hathaway, Meta, WTAI, Mutual, it's an AI fund. I hit the jackpot on those.
Yeah, NVIDIA in particular. But no, I enjoy doing, I'm more limited. I'm 82. But, you know, I think keeping busy keeps me in better shape. So I don't mind going out. And it's not the heavy work. We have a gardener, but, you know, the day after the gardener is here, the leaves blow down or twigs or whatever. And so instead of having to grab a broom to clean up the patio, I hit the blower.
Yeah, my wife cleans up the patio with a blower like every day. She's out there cleaning up. She loves it. She just loves gardening.
Well, again, it keeps you busy and keeps the body moving. Anyway, let me see. 7:02. Let me run down and grab another cup of coffee and I'll come back in a bit. K2K and B.
K2GJ.